Oh, there, that's called the Martian Hop, and that's the Martian Hop. And that is done by the Randells.
Here's the WJBK Sport News Report.
And now the latest report from WJBK, AM and FM in Detroit. The Tigers will return to action tonight against the White Sox in Chicago. And at the halfway mark of the season, the Tigers have garnered a 35-47 one-loss record. On the mound for Detroit tonight will be Hank Gary. Californian Phil Rogers is the leader at the halfway mark of the British Open with a 135 score. Australian Peter Thompson is one stroke behind Rogers. And Jack Nicklaus is three strokes off the pace. Arnold Palmer is 12 strokes behind with a 147 total. Four other Americans, including Doug Sanders, failed to qualify for tomorrow's final rounds. Race car driver Eddie Sachs said in Detroit today he'll be taking a crack at piloting hydroplanes this summer. Sachs, one of the better-known drivers in the Indianapolis 500, will go to school tomorrow to familiarize himself with Jack Schaefer's boat, Such Crust. Sachs will take the boat out in the Detroit River tomorrow for his first run. Schaefer says he hopes Sachs will be ready to drive the boat in the Diamond Cup race in Idaho at the end of this month. And Yankee slugger Roger Maris is expected to be sidelined at least 10 days. Maris will undergo minor surgery in New York tomorrow. And that's the sports to the moment.
WJBK Sports, WJBK News, WJBK Sports, WJBK News.
It's 81 degrees in Detroit. Here are the Kingpins, and it won't be this way always.
Darling, it won't be. No!
No, it won't be this way always, and that's by the Kingpins, and they hail from Chicago.
Now, from Gulf, comes the greatest improvement in Gulf tire history. It's the big tire news of the year. Yes, from Gulf comes a dramatic new rubber compound called Gulflex. And now, all Gulf tires are made with this amazing new rubber. Gulf tires with Gulflex rubber run cool, ride safe, give thousands of extra miles of wear, cost less per mile than ever before. Gulflex, the new super mileage rubber made from petroleum, adds more strength, more safety, more resistance to heat buildup, and more miles of wear. It's Gulf's new rubber compound that makes Gulf tires better than ever.
See your good Gulf dealer.
This weekend, see your Gulf dealer for a set of Gulf tires with the new Gulflex rubber. He has the size and grade of tire just right for the kind of driving you do.
Go Gulf!
Okay, let's go for the weather forecast right now on the Robert E. Lee Spree. Fair and mild tonight with a low near 60. Friday, mostly sunny, continued warm, and a high tomorrow near 85. Right now, winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. Humidity is 32%, and the present temperature in Robert E. Lee Land is now 81, swinging degrees. 9 minutes before 6 o'clock right now. And, by the way, later on, Terry Knight will be along on the Jack the Bellboy Show. And incidentally, I want to tell you a little bit about Terry. You know, Terry, it was very self-conscious back in the days when he was in high school. That wasn't too long ago. But anyway, he was very self-conscious. In fact, you know, he had to give up football because every time that the team got into a huddle, he always thought they were talking about him. You know.
Grown-ups do it.
Teenagers do it.
Even itty-bitty kids do it. All listen to Radio 15 WJBK.
All right, friends, don't take me seriously. I was just being serious there. No. 8.5 away from 6 right now. And have you heard about the beer can with a built-in opener? It's Old Milwaukee's Tap Top. Ask for Old Milwaukee in the new Tap Top can.
School is out. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, baby, meet me at the shore. And that's by Johnny Caswell here on Radio 15. 6 away from 6 right now. The fender bender bumper jumper time. And 81 degrees, still the temperature out there. And you know, friends, what with Congress planning to have coins minted in, you know, new denominations, it wouldn't be great. I think they ought to include a handy 98-cent one for women shoppers, don't you?
Live with WJBK, the happiest sound in town.
Radio 15, WJBK.
You don't think that'd be a good idea, huh? All right.
For your Michigan bank, Alex Dreyer.
With the cost of living at an all-time high, nobody can afford to keep his savings where it doesn't earn the highest possible interest. Yet you'd be amazed how many people are not earning top dollar. So where do you get the most for your money without worrying about interest rates? You get it at Michigan Bank. Michigan Bank pays 4% on all regular saving account balances on deposit 12 months. 3.5% on amounts for shorter periods. What's more, interest is computed, compounded, and paid 4 times a year. and no minimum balance is required. All accounts are insured to $10,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Can you beat it? No, you can't. Just bank, where the smart money goes, where it earns the most, 4%, and that's at Michigan Bank. For your extra convenience, all offices are open till 4:30 every weekday, including Saturdays. Alex Dreyer for Michigan Bank.
Here the Olympics now. Gonna swing away here on JBK. Dancing Holiday. My man Les McCann right there, and that is a swinging instrumental sound, and that's called The Gospel Truth. Right now, the news headlines are next with good guy Alan Thayer standing by to tell all, and then I'll be back in five with a rebel yell and also number one in Detroit, the Four Seasons. Marlena by the Four Seasons. Coming up in five with that rebel yell. Robert E. Lee is swinging daddy with Ian the Sound till seven. A lot of other groovy jams, too. Some brand new ones, some big hot ones, some oldie flashbacks, all with your name on them. Be right back. Don't go way there.
Chevrolet presents Bob Crosby and the Bobcats with See the USA.
Now's an especially good time to choose your new car from the four entirely different kinds of cars by Chevrolet, the smartest make you'll ever move. See them now during trade and travel time at your Chevrolet dealers.
And this is WJVK, AM and FM Detroit, Michigan, serving this area for 37 years. At the tone, the National Bureau of Standards time will be on the button exactly 6 o'clock.
WJVK Headline News.
This is Alan Thayer reporting on the Radio 15 Newsline, brought to you by your nearby Food Fair Market. Detroit Police Headquarters will be picketed by three Negro organizations this weekend to protest the fatal shooting of a 24-year-old Negro woman by Patrolman Theodore Speicher. The three groups are the Detroit Council for Human Rights, the Group on Advanced Leadership, and the Detroit Chapter of Freedom. The moves are apparently sparked by yesterday's call for a reopening of the police investigation into the shooting. Arthur Johnson, executive secretary of the Detroit chapter of the NAACP, issued the call yesterday. The entire incident began last Friday when Patrolman Speicher shot 24-year-old Cynthia Scott. The woman had slashed the officer with a knife and then ran when he attempted to arrest her. Speicher has been exonerated of criminal negligence following a police investigation. Fire trucks have returned from fighting a four-alarm fire at an abandoned gas station on M218 at Kego Harbor. A highway crew was ripping out the old station today to widen the road into four lanes. They were filling the old gas tanks with water when an air compressor turned on and caused an explosion in the gas storage tank. Two highwaymen were slightly injured in the blast and were treated and released from a Pontiac hospital. The blaze roared out of control for 3 hours as it burned the front of the building and then spread to a paint storage room in the basement. After members of Detroit's Common Council today expressed resistance to the State Highway Commission's plans for a new Jeffries Freeway on Detroit's west side, News Director Bob King talked with Irv Rubin, Administrative Assistant to the State Highway Commissioner.
Would you judge from the reaction of Detroit Common Council that they are against the idea of any future freeways in the city of Detroit?
Not at all. The reaction in the council today, in my judgment, indicated that the council is willing to seriously consider future freeway proposals, but that they will also weigh them very carefully in terms of effect on the tax base of the city of Detroit, relationship to a total transportation system. And in my judgment, this is highly appropriate and precisely what the council has been doing all along.
And speaking for the State Highway Department, they favor the idea of supplementing freeways with a rapid transit system.
Well, I wouldn't put it quite that strongly, Bob. I'd say this. This has been the position of the Highway Department enunciated by the Commissioner many years ago and restated by him just the other day in Washington, that a freeway network for Detroit and other metropolitan areas is an absolute essential. But we know this, that in the Detroit metropolitan area, freeways alone will not provide the total answer to all of the transportation needs, desires, and problems. There's plenty of room, and there is need for supplementary forms of transportation. Rail rapid transit may be the solution. Increased use of buses on freeways may be the solution. We would hesitate to recommend a specific solution. This is going to require study. But we do agree that some supplementation is certainly in order.
Irv Rubin, administrative assistant to the State Highway Commissioner. On the national scene, fighting broke out in Cambridge, Maryland, when five integrationists tried to stage a sit-in at a local restaurant. The mayor of Salisbury, Maryland, told a Senate hearing the public accommodations law would hinder integration of Salisbury's business firms. An Argentine ferry boat burned and sank in the River Plate in Argentina. At least 33 persons were killed. 30 others are missing. Republican congressional leaders have expressed concern over the prospect of legislating an end to the rail dispute. That's the news at 6, the sounds of Robert E. Lee with the Rebel Yell after the local forecast. Now a word from your nearby food fair market.
We've been talking to women about why they like to shop at food fair. Mrs. Helen Chapin told us.
We've been food fair shoppers for a long, long time. I like the convenience of shopping, the wide aisles. Well, just everything in general. I think it's a very nice store.
Then Mrs. Bork added.
I like it because it's clean and it's easy to get the food, and they've always been courteous.
Mrs. Sophie Lawrence put it this way.
I like the variety they have in here, and the merchandise is pretty good. I don't have any trouble, and if I do run into something, they're always willing to take it back. I don't bother going anywhere else, really, because I've been well satisfied with what I get here.
Mrs. Murphy summed it up like this.
They're very courteous, and they try to help you. If you can't find something, they'll locate it for you.
We like the care, the extra care we get at Food Fair.
Fair and mild tonight with a low near 60. Friday, mostly sunny and continued warm, a high of 85. Friday night, fair with little change of temperature, a low of 62. Present winds are from the southeast at 7 miles per hour, the relative humidity 39%, and the temperature at 6 p.m., 80 degrees. This edition of WJBK Radio News brought to you by your nearby food fair market. That's the news, portions recorded. Next Radio 15 report at 6:30 on WJBK AM and FM in Detroit.
WJBK.
It's the Robert E. Lee Show.
Outstanding.
And he is wild.
Yeah!
And hi again there, guys and gals, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back now to the final 55 of the R.E. Spree, the Rebel Go-Round, for a lucky number 11 of July, 1963, Four Seasons time.
Morning.
Number one. Yeah, that's called Marlena, done by the Four Seasons here on Radio 15, the number one best-selling sound in Detroit. And earlier we played the other side of it, which is also very popular. It's called Candy Girl. We have 8.5 minutes after 6 o'clock, Fender Bender Bumper Jumper time.
WJBK, WJBK, WJBK Radio 15 in Detroit.
Now let me say something about that.
Betty, Dr. Ben Cagey, what do you think?
What do I think? There's no time to lose. Quick, scalpel, suture, sponge, turtle wax.
Sponge? Turtle wax? Bad for the patient?
No, stupid, for my car. Only turtle wax gives a hard shell finish.
Turtle wax gives a hard shell finish. Turtle wax!
Why fool around with a sissy wax? Only turtle wax gives your car a hard shell finish that lasts up to one full year. Turtle wax.
All righty, and we've lost a degree or somewhere. Right now it's 80 out there. And Robert Ian, the sound's till 7. And this is, of course, the Ben Casey of radio. And right now I want to talk to all of you.
Girls, won't you gather around?
Okay, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Little Girls, the SPCLG, and that is done by the Society Girls here on the R.E. Spree, and that rhymes there.
Ha! WJBK Radio 15. Newport filter cigarettes. Newport menthol cigarettes.
Newport, the most refreshing cigarette of all. Why? Because Newport alone makes the flavor fresher with menthol and mint. A fine white filter, and great-tasting tobaccos. More refreshing to begin with, more refreshing all the way.
You feel-
feel the freshness while you're smoking Newport menthol cigarettes.
And now, from WJBK, Radio 15, another flashback.
When my tears are gone, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so,